Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
Welcome everybody to the show, K1G Internet Radio. I'm your host Blizzard Man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That's the actual site that you can stream us live. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. Once again, I'm your host Blizzard. And again, thanks for tuning in. So we're gonna go ahead and crank this thing up. What we're talking about tonight is, let's see, episode 331. Kind of a quote, quasi-talk segment. I'm going to spin a little music, though. You know what I mean? But be that as it may, I'd like to welcome everybody to the show. What I'm going to be talking about tonight is what I'm doing right now. Indie radio. The revolution is now. What? All revolutions have guns. What revolution didn't have a gun? What? I can't be a part of a revolution with no gun. Shit don't work like that, Charlie. It don't work like that. Anyway, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Of course, if you can't catch us live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m., then you can catch us on the replay. Either you can come to this site, which is once again www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio, or you can go to the parent site, chainlessentertainment.com. That's www.chainlessentertainment.com. Chainless, Chainless Entertainment. That's all one word, .com. That's the parent site. You can go there, listen to replays of K100 Internet Radio, read about the movement, listen to music, watch some of the videos that we got, interviews that we've given out, and some music from other artists that we're affiliated with. Got a lot of useful information on there. So check it out, chainlessentertainment.com. Or so subscribe to our free, yes, free, totally free, doesn't cost you anything, free podcast in iTunes section, in the podcast section in the iTunes store, okay? Just go to iTunes, and then right at the top you see music, videos, podcasts. Click on podcasts, and right where it says search, you can do a quick way to do it, because if I give you a site, it's some kind of long crap. Anyway, just go to search. Just put in search K100 Radio. That's the letter K, the number 100, the word radio, K100 Radio. Hit search. It'll pull us right up. It's only like me and one other person that's got K100 Radio on there. And, of course, when you see the middle finger, that's us. So, that's how you can check the show out live, and that's how you can check out replays of the show if you can't catch us live. Of course, we have no problem with you guys that can't catch us live, who can't catch the live stream of the show. To be frank with you, most people listen to the show after the fact. Our numbers are always very much so on the heavy side of the replay because we have a prime time slot. So, you know, people are just getting home from work now or maybe watching their favorite sitcom or NBA game or whatever's going on. We still do great numbers here at K1 Engineer Radio, if I don't say so myself. Even with a prime time slot, still do great numbers for the show. So, just to let you know how you can get to the show and how you can catch us if you can't catch us live, all right? Anyway, we're going to go ahead and move this thing along. Last week, I gave you 10 reasons that you should listen to indie artists. I broke it down. We had a whole 2-hour segment. It was great. Highly suggest go to the show page or go to changeentertainment.com or iTunes podcast and listen to that. If you're an indie artist or you're someone who just supports independent music or independent movement in general, that's really what the show is about tonight. It's really what episode 331 is about. So, I'm going to go ahead and just read the, the show blog that I got down here for tonight. You know what I'm saying? Once 347-934-0966, that's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number down to the show. I'm going to go ahead and read the show blog that I got for tonight, then I'm going to go ahead and get into the discussion. Once again, hit the phone lines up if you want to talk to me about what I'm talking about tonight. I don't know how many people are going to be on the lines. I don't know. But the thing about people like me is we don't really care. We care, but then again, we don't. If I cared solely about the numbers and only about numbers only, then that would make me a part of the actual machine that I'm still overtaking and destined to destroy. Oh, yes, Cliff Channel, Radio 1. Yes, you guys, the machine. I'm like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Actually, no, because I'm actually a part of the machine. So I'm like that one guy that went back in time. What's his name? Yeah, anyway. Okay, let's go ahead. Let's start it. So, and this is the blog entry. Of course, all the shows have blog entries to them, but I'm going to go ahead and read them. Read this to you like I do with all the other talk segments. So, I love technology, right? And I've always been one of the people that wanted to get the latest gadget whenever it came out, especially when it comes to music-related gadgets. As a lover of music, when they gave me the power as a consumer to pack all this music into a little stream, you know, rectangle box called an iPod or MP3 player that holds gigabytes of music, that pretty much sealed the end of my personal relationship with FM radio. Even back in the day when they had portable CD players and stuff, it was like, yeah, they was sometimes and blah, you had to load the CD and change the CD and everything. You know, you still every now and then you'd be like, fuck it, I don't feel like changing the CD, man. I'm just going to go ahead and flick on the damn FM radio and whatever. Now, I almost never listen to FM radio. It's not that I don't like radio. It's not like that I don't like on-air personalities or listening to new music and listening to artists and stuff. It's just that mainstream radio has become a robot. And the programming of it is just something that I just don't like anymore. And so that's going to bring me up to what we're talking about tonight. So once they brought out the iPod, you know, that's still the fate with my relationship with FM radio. I like new technology. I like to be on the cutting edge of things. So now they made a serious mistake, giving someone like me, an independent artist, an independent business owner, independent everything over here. My mindset is entrepreneur set. And they gave me a way through technology to pick music and topics on my own and broadcast it live for anyone with the phone or internet connection to hear. Now, of course, I dove in. Once I realized that I can do it and how easy it was to start my own broadcast, you know, at first I thought it was more, I personally didn't do my research. I kind of was on the late end. You know, I'm not the first one by far to do it, but I was kind of late into it because I actually thought it was more difficult to start a broadcast than it really is. And I'll get into that. All right. So, but once I found out that I could do it relatively for a low cost from my own studio, I already had a lot of the stuff. Don't get me wrong. I didn't have to buy everything brand new. I had a recording studio in the house, and a lot of the gear that I'm using right now, I already had my recording set up. And so I'd have to maybe go buy as much stuff as someone who just starting out may, you know, which is a couple more. But at the end of the day, it was relatively easy. So internet radio is the fastest growing way people hear music in the world. I make up, that's actually a true statistic. Now you can Google that, all right? From the big boys in the game like Pandora and iHeartRadio, so, or to people on the come up like myself here at K100 Radio, we have broadcasting, and this is broadcasting what I'm doing. Right. People can go to broadcasting school and everything and learn how to run control rooms and stuff like that. But as far as being an on-air personality and actually hosting shows, talking about subjects, controlling callers, playing music, coming up with ideas, you know, actually producing a show with concepts and stuff like that. I'm not formally trained in it at all. Never took one podcasting class or anything like that right there. I kind of just dove into it because I just felt this is something I wanted to try. And people said they liked it, and fuck it, I kept going. This new broadcasting is growing immensely. This is the future of music and broadcast. Make no mistake about that, all right? The internet is still a paid-for service and considered a quote-unquote luxury, you know, but more and more people have access to it than ever before. You know what I mean? Nowadays, the internet is everywhere. You know, it's kind of like it is a perk. It is not as a necessity. It's like some people still don't have cable. I get that. Shout out to DirecTV. Not Viacom. We'll get more into that. See how all that, even that situation ties into what I'm going to be getting into tonight. Trust me, it's going to get deep. Trust me. But like I said, you still need advertising. You still need marketing like anyone else. But starting up and producing a quality broadcast is not as difficult as someone might think. You know, it's uncensored for the most part. I can say shit, ass, fuck, pussy, whatever, and I can just get away with it. And it is what it is because I'm the boss here. All right, you know, no, this is not the same as, you know, FM radio. No, I don't have as much power or juice. But at the same time, I'm broadcasting live right now. Anyone with the internet connection can go on, totally free, listen to the sound of my voice. And if they like it, they can come back again and back again and again and again for totally free. All right. And so on this segment, I'll give you the inside scoop on what it's like being an indie radio station. Pros and cons. Good things. And why it's important that average, everyday people in this movement. And that's the main thing I want to make sure I get across on the show tonight. Why should you, if you're not listening now, if you are listening, shout out to people on the phone line. You guys are interested in this? That's what's up. If you listen to my voice on the internet, you want to call in and join these people that I'm going to be on the phone to, 347-934-0966. That's the number down. I feel like it's last week, why you should listen to independent artists. I'm going to make my case for independent radio, all right? Why this is just as important as supporting your local, locally owned food restaurant or something, or your locally owned, you know, whatever business it is, you know. We've got Walmarts in the world, ladies and gentlemen. And when I say Walmarts, don't get me wrong, I use Walmart all the time. You know, Walmart has become a necessary evil. And much like Walmart, I use the comparison of Walmart to FM radio, to be frank. Now, don't get me wrong. Everybody uses Walmart, and Walmart is like the best thing. It's right there. It's good. First of all, you're not going to have to drive too far to get to a Walmart. If you got to drive over 20 minutes to get to a Walmart, you're in the boondocks. The first thing. Second thing is, it's going to always be competitive with the prices. You're not going to be able to find too many places that have what you want, everything that you need, a couple of different items all in one place, and for a price that you can, quote unquote, afford, right? But there's a downside to things like Walmart existing. What that does is it kills competition. It kills competition. We are, as internet radio, we are the alternative right now. But I would like for us to be in the forefront. The reason being, there are a gazillion reasons that hip-hop music, black culture, black people are not where we could be, where we should be as a people. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and try to make it blame everything on hip-hop, blame everything on radio. And nothing. I'm not. Fuck no. Some people got to take personal responsibility for the action. But this is the point, ladies and gentlemen. When you have super big things like, super big investment banks, we could say. When you got a few pulling the strings that controls what the many have access to, what services they can and cannot hear, see, the price of what will be sold, whatever good or whatever, who gets a home loan or whatever. Whenever you have big, huge entities controlling what millions and millions and millions of people are getting access to, that's never a good thing. So essentially, when with the FCC mergers of radio, now a couple of years back, when all the company, when Clear Channel and Radio One pretty much went around and gobbled up every independently owned radio station in the damn country. And I'm not, you should look that up. You know what I mean? You may have to do a little bit of research so you can kind of get it and do the whole history lesson. But that's essentially what happened. We only have two major companies that represent majority of what comes to your airwaves on FM radio. Now, don't get me wrong. FM radio is the most accessible way, is the most accessible form of radio. You know what I mean? You can get FM radio. All you need is you can get a $2 fucking little handheld receiver, you know, from a pawn shop or some shit, and you can hear what's going on FM radio, AM, locally, too, also. Not as good quality, but still the same. You have to go through a couple of more steps to get to where we're at here at K100 Internet Radio. You know what I'm saying? You got to go through a couple of more steps. But at the same time, those couple of more steps, A, they're getting easier to get to, less expensive, all right? It's easier to get Internet access, more ways to get Internet access. You don't have to have one way. There's different ways. You got Wi-Fi on your phone, cable, phone, AT&T, you know, all these kind of different ways that you can get the Internet access. The speed is getting faster, thus the technology is getting better. But at the same time, what I'm trying to get people to understand is that is ultimately, those extra steps are ultimately for your benefit. If shows like mine and all these other places, you know, get bigger, independent radio, we get bigger, then we can say, look, we've got all these people listening to us, checking us out. That's less time that they're spending over there on you guys. They're going to have to, A, pay attention to what we got going on. And as consumers, it gives you more power. Because if all the consumers say, look, we're tired of hearing your same bullshit programming, your same whack music, your same songs over and over, 1,000 commercials in one song or whatever it may be. And the reason why I have talk segments and then I have music segments is the reason. When I say we're going to be doing music, damn it, we're going to be doing music. When we're going to be doing talking, we're going to be doing more talking, but you know that going into it. That's why some shows are more popular than others, but I have to do them, you know. I'll sacrifice numbers for the talk segment shows, but it's part of the programming of the show, right? But at the end of the day, with doing independent radio, you know, it's beneficial to people to understand that having more options is better. It's not just radio. It's bigger than radio. It's actually the way of the world. If you got one store like Walmart and all the mom and pop shops everywhere just shut down, and eventually the only place that you can buy shit is Walmart, guess what that means? Walmart can start charging whatever the fuck they want to charge for whatever the fuck they want to charge that's in there. And I could get even more into why Walmart is cheap, because everything is made in a foreign country, off foreign labor. But that's just so deep and not a part of the show. I'm not even going to do it. But anyway, I'm not just jumping to Walmart. I'm talking about the concept. The point is, independent radio is the new future. We are what's going to be next, I think. We are going to be the preferred method that people want to get their music. That's what I think. And I hope that it comes to that. Because if it comes to that, then the big boys gonna pay attention. Right now, they're the only ball. They feel a little bit cocky of them, but they feel like they have no competition. But actually, they do. Like I told you, internet radio is the fastest growing way people listen to radio. I know more people that listen to Pandora right now than actually listen to local radio. Now, don't get me wrong; it could have a lot to do with the circle of people that I'm associated with. But I hang around more people personally that's riding in their car. And they're either plugging up their phone, listening to Pandora through an auxiliary, or listening to Shade FM, Shade 45 FM or some shit on XM radio, especially if they got a new car, and they almost never listen to local radio. You know what I mean? Local radio has one upper hand. It's cheap, so all the lower income people have no choice if they ain't got a CD player, or if their CD player broke whatever in the car or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They got that local power stronghold over their market, over their locale market. What they don't have is, and if you'll notice this, if you ever go to, like, if you live in a big city like Miami, New York, or whatever, and there's like a 107.9, and they got like a website, it's like a live stream, go look at that number as opposed to numbers on Pandora for that same area. Like, look how many people listen to High 107.9 FM, right? on the internet. Same people on the internet. If you got the internet, you can go to Hot 107.9 FM on the internet, or you can go to Pandora or iHeartRadio. If you look at how many people are listening to Hot 107.9 FM.com, whatever the site may be, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? In that same city, New York, right? Same city, or Atlanta, Miami, whatever. Same city. And then look at how many people are streaming Pandora or iHeartRadio or something like that, one of the bigger name internet radio shows. It's not even close. Why not? They got it. If they really loved 107.9 like that, then you would say, oh, they just like listening to music on the internet, but they still love 107.9 better than anything else. But that's not the case. That's not what's happening. And they know it. What's happening is those people, if they do have the options, if they do have the money to afford the internet and the gadget, whatever, however they're getting their Pandora, if they can afford to do that, not listening to FM radio. The only upper hand that FM radio has right now is that the poor people, and I don't even want to call them poor, I just want to see income. You know what I mean? Because, you know, people who don't have the option, or maybe they're not they're not up on the technology as much. You know what I'm saying? So then, you know, they don't necessarily know about all these different things and options and stuff like that. But once they do, they tend to love it. They tend to get sucked in because it's something different. It's something new. You know? It's not what they're always accustomed to hearing. They're hearing new music, new artists on these kind of shows like mine. Different topics, uncensored. If it's a show like mine where they can call in, it's like they can actually call in and actually talk. If they call 107.9 or whatever, they get a busy signal for 4 hours, maybe, on a good day. Yes, that's because they got more traffic. Yes, I understand that. I understand. And if K100 blows up to be super huge or whatever, it'll get to a point where I can't take every call. But then again, that becomes less personal. So I would say to you this. Doing independent radio, there are some cons, all right? But there are a lot of pros. Doing internet radio, I'm broadcasted all over the world right now. Right now, I don't have millions of listeners, but I could. I could. If I had the marketing budget to market my show to a large scale of people, I could right now be getting heard by millions of people all over the world right now. And what it costs for me to do this, let me tell you how much it costs for me to give you K100 internet radio. A lot of people don't want to tell you this, but I'm going to break a couple rules. I know a lot of people that do Blog Talk Radio, right? Hold up. I'm sipping my Ciroc right here. Hold up. I can get drunk on the air, too. I'm pretty sure people on FM get drunk on the air, but whatever. I'm not getting drunk. I'm just saying I could if I wanted to, because I'm boss. But anyway, let me tell you how much it costs to run this, to do this show. Okay, it costs about $50 for my little subscription to be able to use my Blog Talk service in the manner I use. You can actually do a Blog Talk service. This is Blog Talk. This is only one thing. There's Blog Talk Radio is not the only way that you can broadcast. You know, you've got what is it? You've got other options like Loudcaster. You can look that up. Another kind of way that you can stream live on the internet. But I just choose Blog Talk because my show has a talk format where I interact with the people with the Illa Kill segments and the talk segments, and I want people to call into the show. And so I use it because it has a great call feature. That's what my show is mostly about, right? Interacting with the people. I want to interact with the people. I don't want them to just listen. I want to talk to them and ask them what they think and open up and let them talk. So this is why I use this particular service, all right? So it cost me about, I think about $50. You know what I'm saying? To broadcast live on the show, live on the air. I got about, let's see, laptop, $800, microphone, $40, preamp, $100. Other laptop with the sound effects. I already had that, so I'm not counting that. I had that anyway. Monitors, I already had those. I'm not counting those. But if you had to pay for them, add $1,500 to what I just said. So far, I'm still up under, well up under like two grand. Right now, that's just to hear this show as you hear it, every time you hear it. No problems, no issues or whatever. And the price of my high-speed Comcast internet service, which is about $150 a month. For my cable, my internet, high-speed internet service, for this to work right, is tied into my Comcast, those bastards. They hit me for like $150 a month. So it's not, you know, monthly, it's about $200. That's with the Blog Talk fee and cable bill. That's the monthly rotational, but I would have cable anyway because I'm not going to sit in here watching four channels every day. And I probably still have high-speed internet because I use email and for other stuff besides the show. The point is, it's not costing me a lot of money to really do this. But the potential of reach that it gives me as independent radio and the power that it gives me and the voice that it gives me far outweighs that money. That money is minuscule when you think about what the ability that I have as independent radio, especially considering the fact that if you don't know me and this is your first time tuning into the show, first of all, appreciate it. Thank you. But when you consider the fact that I'm an independent artist and an independent business owner and stuff, just the amount of audience that I get from being able to advertise that side of my business makes it well worth $200 a month. I wrote off all the equipment on taxes anyway, so what the fuck difference does it make? I spent it. Yeah, I spent it, but then I didn't spend it. You know what I mean? It's business expense. So doing independent radio can give you it can give you a voice. It can give you a way to advertise. It can give you a way to expand your brand of a business that you already have. I center my show around music, artists, and stuff like that. That's because that's what my other main business is centered around. But what if I was, what if I was just picking? What if I did sports? What if I was an athlete or something? No, what if I played? What if I was like a college student that played football or something like that right there? And I wanted to, you know, I'm on scholarship, I'm living with check. I want to come out with some money. Well, I could get this little simple setup and start secfootballtalk.com or whatever I want to call it. Same amount of money, maybe $2,000 or less, and a couple of bills a month. You know, $200 max of bills a month. And I can start broadcasting, and I can start getting sponsors like I do. I can start getting people paying for advertisements like I do. I can get people to start getting me to host events and come out and really be involved more in my industry as an athlete. These are the things, because you can tailor-make, people like what they like. If you're an indie artist, then you're gonna want to listen. If you're an indie artist, you're gonna want to listen to K100 radio more than you're gonna want to listen to FM radio. Why would you want to listen to FM radio when they're not talking about 90% of the time? They're not talking about shit that can help you. There's nothing that's going to be going on FM radio 9 out of 10 times as an independent artist that's going to be beneficial to you. That's not the case of K100 radio. All right, that's not the case. So I'm gonna go to the phone lines real quick. You know what I mean? See what's popping. Let's see. My homie Blessed Child's on the line. Blessed Child, what's up, homie?
What's good, man? What's good, man?
Chilling, man. I'm trying to get the people. I'm trying to sell the people. Episode 331. I'm trying to sell the people on internet radio. I'm trying to get them to understand that internet radio is the new wave of the future, and I'm trying to get them to understand that it's better that they support and rock with the internet radio more so than the juggernaut of FM radio. Don't get me wrong. FM radio has its advantages, but at the same time, I'm trying to get people to understand that rocking with independent radio is beneficial because it's more leeway. The audience is big, but it's more leeway. So what do you think about independent radio? I know you listen to a lot of indie radio. I know you listen to my show and you listen to other shows. What is it that attracts you to our shows more so than regular radio?
Man, like I said, man, I used to listen to other radio shows, man. But only show I listen to now, K100, man, focus, because the things that you do, man, the things that you do on the whole, man, as I'm an independent artist, man, at the same time, man, it's like, and I like to talk, you know, now you go to the barbershop, we talk about different things, you know, I like to talk segments, I like the ill and kill, and I like the love that you show everybody, man, it's like, it's going to go to that hole, man, it's out. It's for people that do what you do, man, and connect and build a foundation. Because when you build that foundation, man, the regular stations, they still going to do their thing, man. Cause Nah, man, because they got the big money backing them. But at the same time, man, it's power in numbers.
Right. That's what I'm trying to get people to understand, that it's power in numbers. So the more people that tune into shows like this, for the life of me, don't get me wrong, I know everybody don't have cable, everybody don't got high-speed cable and shit, and everybody don't got, you know, everybody can't call the show for whatever reason. But what I'm trying to sell tonight on the show is the reason why it would benefit everybody, especially if you, like my show, I have a niche show. My show is really important and key to independent artists. You know, so if you're an independent artist and you listen to, and you got access to the internet, and you got the time, but you listen to I'm not talking about other than the radio station, but you listen to FM radio or outlet or something that has no benefits really to you as an independent artist, more than you listen to a show like this. To me, I don't get that. I don't understand that. I don't understand an artist who listens to FM radio when FM radio, they're never giving, you know, any artist no real information. All they're doing is hyping up people who are already rich, people who are already owned. That's their job. They want to, their job is not to break indie artists on FM radio. Their job is to make money by playing music that people already know. You feel what I'm saying?
The power of the internet show is, man, look how many artists out here right now that came out back in the day, like D-Block, B. Siegel, all those independent. And I guarantee you, if you ever met B.D. Siegel or D-Block, something like that, if it ever happens, they can come to your radio and they love worldwide. So
yeah.
you could say, oh, Jada Kiss is going to be on, or Sheik Nuge or Style P going to be on K100. They going to go to it. Because that's the music they want to hear. Just like, what was that? Take it back to the South, or Scarface. Or Juvenile, you feel me? You know what I mean? That independent
I don't think
right
I
now.
I don't think I can get Scarface on my show, honestly.
Huh?
I don't think I could get Scarface on the show.
Trust me and believe, man, it's not about, it's hard, but it's going to take that right connection. And trust me, being that you do it, you go hard at it, man, that right connection going to come. To them artists that's already in the game, because they're going to hear about it. They want that light too. Why you think a lot of people fell? Why you think a lot of rappers fell off and go to reality shows? And they want to be heard.
Yeah, I give you that. I understand your point. What you're trying to make is like, have they fell? I don't even want to really use the word fell off when I'm talking about those people, because really, fell off is a word. MC Hammer or Vanilla Ice.
Not fell off. That means that they still got it, but the game has changed. I mean,
right.
That's what a lot of people want to hear. They ain't fall off. But
right.
The game
that's what
has changed so much. The game has changed so much. Like, I'm gonna take a Jada Kid first. I mean, it because I don't suck dick. You feel me? And that's what a lot of these big industries want you to do. They're gonna get to the point, man. Like I said, it's power in numbers, man. Like I tell everybody every day, man. Power in numbers. We got to talk. Just like you said, when it comes to, I'm not going off track or nothing. But what I mean is, it's like the country. We the voices, but we don't know that.
Right.
It's like music. We the voices, but we don't know that.
Yeah.
So if we band together as one man, instead of all this hating on each other, this, that, or this show, that, nah. Y'all form together, man. They can't do nothing to you. Of course, they still gonna make their money, but at the same time, they businessmen and they greedy. So they feel like this internet going. They feel like the internet going somewhere, and they see all these people abandoned behind this internet radio. Of course, they want that check. They gonna put their foot in it. Because as you realize, they don't care about the music. They don't care about the radio show. They don't care about nothing. At the end of the day, man, they care about that green.
They care about what the people think.
So the people start going more to this internet, more radio, man. You gonna attract them somehow, man. Somehow you gonna attract them. Cause they think, hold up. They eating right now and they not big. So imagine I put my foot into it.
Yep, exactly right, man. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get into a little bit of music. I'm going to come back to the discussion in a second. I'm going to go ahead and play some songs, see what's going on with my internet connection right here. I'm kind of breaking up a little bit. I think it's my connection, but I'm going to go ahead. I feel everything that Blessed Child was saying, though. I feel everything he was saying. I'm going to go ahead and get into a little music. We're going to play a little music tonight. This show is going to be mixed with a little bit of music, you know what I mean, and some more talk. I'll play a couple of songs and I'll come back to it. But for episode 331, I want everybody to understand that internet radio, especially if you got a niche audience or something that you're trying to, that you like, if you're an independent artist, whatever, then these shows are hot. If you look at, not just, I don't say it because it's just my field, but if you look at like sports, like on these blog talk stations or other stations, these independently owned sports talk shows, people get out of hearing the same people on, you know, ESPN or whatever, saying the same, giving the same feedback about the same topics. They like to hear regular people, real people. They like to call in the shows and give their own opinion themselves. And so that's what they do on these other shows. And that's why some of these sports talk radio shows are doing millions. They have no overhead. They got millions of listeners, and they pay hardly any money. And so it's crazy. But when you start researching internet radio and start watching, seeing just how much people are broadcasting, how many people are listening, you'll be amazed. Trust me. You will be amazed. I'm going to go ahead and go into a little music. I'm going to play some new shit. This is the homie Jay Lyric. He's got a new song with T-Pain. And I know T-Pain is a big artist, but we're going to play it because Jay Lyric is also coming onto the show to do an interview at some point. He's supposed to come today. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to come on the show or not. But anyway, this is the new joint by Jay Lyric. And he's actually got a big name feature on it, even though he's an indie. And, he tweets the show and he supports the show. He secured a hook by T-Pain. So I'm like, okay, yeah, T-Pain is a major artist, but, you know, he's an independent artist, and he just been on his grind and got to connect. Also, I think Young Jock is actually featured on this, too. So it's like T-Pain and Young Jock is on the record. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and run this new Jay Lyric and maybe one other song. We'll come back and get to the discussion. For episode 331, we're talking about independent radio, why you should support it, why it's very important, and power is in numbers, but it's a revolution, and people have to understand that revolutions can't be won dolo solo. It's like a lot of people have to buy into what I'm talking about and buy into the fact that we can take back control of what gets played. We can take back control of the airways. We can take it over. If these shows get more and more popular, then the people that own FM radio, satellite, and everything, then they're just going to start coming to us and saying, well, what are you guys doing? And then that way, it's basically like people are programming again, where it used to be like, whereas now, corporations are programming radio. So we're going to go ahead and play this brand new Jay Lyric. Name of the joint is called Addicted to Sex. It's featuring T-Pain and Young Jock. I know that's a rarity here at K100, but the homie is an independent artist, and we've been playing his music way before he got these two major features. So not breaking any rules here at the show. I told y'all, if you already in there, you grind, you secure a major feature, hey, we still going to play it on here. That's just to show your grind and support. So shout out to Jay Lyric representing A50 Florida with his new joint called Addicted to Sex. We're going to run that. I may run one song after that, and then we'll come back to the discussion. Don't destiny.
Jay Lyric,
can't
you
turn
me up?
Just
call me
and
have
a good
time. And I can't get enough of you. You're the baddest thing up in the club. And I can't take my eyes off you. Stop shouting what your name is. Never mind that what you're drinking. Hold up, wait. The less we know, the better. Cause I know that's my girl at home. And I don't want you to tell her. Take a drink. Throw it back. Oh, girl. That's all that I wanna do. I just wanna have sex. Just call me an addict. And when it comes to sex, baby, I just gotta have it. If we get back to my girl, I hope she understands that she the one I'm loving, but I'm still gonna be a man. I just wanna have sex. Just call me an addict. And when it comes to sex, baby, I just gotta have it. If we get back to my girl, I hope she understands. Baby, still gonna be a man.
Whenever I do my thing on the scene, she get on her knees and then she sing this. She goes, girl, I do wanna have sex, no stress, no screens attached. Let us put a thing in that butt scene from the back. Back up, let me take a look. Make it over then close like a book. The way you're taking that thing got me shook. Me on point like a T-Pain hook, and I just can't let her go. But how do I do this without my girl finding out? She live right round the corner, and she know exactly where I be hiding. Man, I'ma get in my whip, turn all the lights on. Instant, break out the lights on. Hit the wife, ready for the wife on. Deep deep, drop off, hit the light on. I know my girl coming to the window when she hear me.
I make this bust sound and compound. Got gunned down in one round. Ooh, she got that dumb head. Left her dumbfound. Put this on your tongue and I'ma show you how this smiley works. Work your body in my hot tub and I'ma call that bath and body work. I make it talk back. Call that a pussy powwow. Hit her with this 4-footer. She call my little bow wow. We just trying to catch me. Ain't with all that catching feelings. Take you up to Marvin's room. Sexual healing. Damn, love you. So appealing, that banana thong, you know I'm trying to feel it. Kill her, instinct, best beware, cause I'm trying to kill it. Damn love, you so appealing, you know the feeling I'm talking about. I'ma knock it out, like a title bout. I'm talking Mayweather and Pacquiao.
Okay. ATL Events and Extra Multimedia Group is a full-service multimedia and marketing company providing web design and hosting, graphic design, and email marketing for individuals and small business. Web design and hosting for as low as $500. Graphic design starting at $100. Email marketing for as low as $75. With a database of over 280,000 people and growing, you can't go wrong with ATL Events and Extra Multimedia Group. Call 770-896-5685. That's 770-896-5685. Or visit TiaCulver.net. Get your business on the right track. ATL Events and Extra Multimedia Group.
www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. I don't know. My internet connection is just horrid over here today. One con to internet radio, indie radio. Yeah, we don't have as good technology as FM. Actually, we do. And I'm actually working on... I got another way that I'm trying to broadcast my show, so I don't have to use the Skype technology. If you don't know, I broadcast my show. Have you ever heard of Skype? Yeah, so when Skype is fucked up, I'm kind of fucked up over here. Anyway, welcome back. Episode 331. Indie Radio, the revolution is now. I'm talking about how I'm trying to give you pros to the show while I'm probably sounding like a fucking digital robot. But I'm trying to tell you guys, it is still good. Fuck that. Not backing down. I believe when I have shows like this and talk about stuff like this, I get touched by somebody just starts hacking into my internet. I always have an issue when I'm talking some real shit with my damn connection. That shit ain't no damn coincidence. It's trying to stop me, man. The revolution would not be televised. Anyway. The point is, independent radio, ladies and gentlemen, is the way to go. You should support us. Look back with DirecTV and Viacom. Right? All these people up here crying, snot nose running because they can't watch ATL Love and Hip Hop. So you can't watch ATL Love and Hip Hop. Why? Because what you did was you let Viacom go up and buy up every fucking thing up under the sun when it comes to communications and fucking cable channels and shit. They bought so much shit that they were a lot. They're now like so huge that they can just start setting prices for whatever the fuck they want to set the price at. And then when DirecTV is like, whoa, you know, they own so many channels and so many stations now, they're so huge that they can just start charging and jacking up prices for certain shit once they know it gets popular. And they can tell people like DirecTV, oh, you're gonna pay it, you're gonna pay it, or you're gonna make your subscribers pay it, or you're just not gonna broadcast our shit. And guess what? Now you same motherfuckers who just love the ridiculousness that is ATL Love and Hip Hop. This is what happens when people don't vote. This is what happens when people don't pay attention to the FCC. This is what happens when people don't understand that it's bigger than just your block when it comes down to politics and voting. Eventually, it will affect your everyday life. I promise you that. I swear to Jesus. All right? Every time you people act like it's no big deal, it is a big deal when it comes to a lot of different things. Supporting independent radio, supporting independent music, supporting small businesses, independent, whether it be independent restaurants or whatever, it keeps the big boys in check. It lets them know that motherfuckers have a choice. Whenever you get choice, it's like the Matrix, it's all about choice. Do you have the choice? I wonder what my quality sounds like. Hey, Michigan girl.
What's up?
Do I sound like shit?
Yeah, a little bit. You going in and out and you sound robotish.
It's because I'm talking about the man. It's because I'm talking about the man tonight. I've been having great broadcasts for like 2 weeks straight. All of a sudden, I'm looking at my internet signal. I got this little thing pops up on my screen and says, your internet signal is your speed is low. How's my, what is, well, am I still paying the same for the same Comcast business service? Right. It's because I'm talking about the man, Michigan girl.
I believe it.
It's because I'm talking about the man. It's because I'm trying to start a revolution. I'm trying to open eyes. I'm like Morpheus over here today, okay? You finally saw the Matrix, right? Did you finally see the Matrix?
Yeah, I did.
I'm giving you guys the red or the blue pill right now at this point. This is what's happening. Giving the people the red or the blue pill. This is what I'm doing. I'm trying to make them buy into and let them know that FM radio is Wonderland. FM radio is the Matrix. That's what they want you to hear. They don't want you to hear the real. They don't want people telling you to go vote. They don't want to play the music that tells you, not to have babies out of wedlock. They don't want to hear the real messages. You know, they don't want black men being the boss and programming and deciding what gets played on the air, what topics get discussed. They don't want that. It's not what they want.
Of course they don't, because then that would give us too much power.
Wait, no. It'll give us power, but not only will it give us power, it'll just do the first thing about internet radio and shows like mine, who just, I can talk about whatever I want to talk about any given day I talk about. The good thing about me is I don't have millions of people. I don't have to keep up this enormous amount of listeners. Every new listener that I get, my show grows every week. You know what I'm saying? My show don't detract in listeners because I'm a new show, I'm an independent radio. So once people find out about me, then more people find out about me, and they loosen, they tune in. I am what I am. I keep it the same way. It's going to be music. We're going to be talking. We're talking about something. We're going to talk about some trill, and we're going to just have a real frank and open discussion about whatever it is we decide to talk about. You know, so I don't have to adhere to this formula that they got to keep the numbers like super high. I don't, because. My numbers aren't so high that I could just talk about something different. And they, if one of my shows dipped down and instead of 300 people, downloading it, this time only 100 people downloaded it. Instead of 20 people being on the phone lines, only 6 is on the phone lines. To me, I don't give a shit. It's not going to change how K100 operates. And it doesn't matter. I don't have anybody else to answer to, I guess you could say, so that I can take a dip when it's for the cause. Like, do a show like this. And I already know this show is going to have high numbers, but it's the point of doing the show. Someone is going to hear it. It may open their eyes. I still got about 10 people on the phone lines. I'm telling how many people are listening to it. I can't tell who's listening online until like 4 days from now. And I also can't predict who's going to download it from iTunes on the show or whatever. But what I'm saying is whoever listens to it, if it's the first time to listen to it or the third time or the 300th time, if I can get across to them that supporting shows like not only mine, but other internet radio shows that give you real content. If you're an independent artist, instead of you listening to FM radio, what's going on, you talk about this particular station or any other station that helps you as an independent artist, or independent business owner or entrepreneur, this is what I am myself doing this, it's going to help. It makes them say that they have an option. Once you have an option, then they have to assess that. They have to plan for that. They have to account for that. But if they're the only thing in town, like this is on a bigger scale, that's what happened with Viacom when they just got so big, and that's what's happening with Radio 1 and Clear Channel. Everybody likes to complain about programming on FM radio, but they don't understand they are the reasons that these places exist, because when it came down to voting for local senator, congressman, blah, 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 and you didn't do it, and so this guy was in the pocket of all the corporations and lobbies, they're the ones who tried to lump everything together so they can jack the prices up on shit, or they decided to lump all the stations together and put them up on the Viacom. They didn't have to answer to any kind of monopoly laws or anything like that right there. That has a direct effect to why you can't watch Scrappy and Stevie J fight over some man-looking bitch. It goes all the way down. They don't even they don't realize that what I just they don't even realize how real it is I just said. Because people some people are listening like what? But you don't hear what it did over your head. These kind of things happen when you don't pay attention to politics. You get a corporation that's huge as Viacom that says we can charge whatever the fuck we want to charge DirecTV because there's nowhere else you can get fucking there's no other way you have to come through us. And then everybody starts crying about my DirecTV. I love you, Stevie.
I think they got their channels back, though, finally.
But the point is...
I know what I'm just saying, but the point is, they didn't even go that long without it, so now they still ain't going to care. All they going to care about
now is,
I got my channels back.
Yeah, I know.
They just need to wake up and listen and pay attention to what's going on. But all they care about is watching, like you said, Lil Scrappy and Hoop and... The other little crazy just fight over the man looking shit.
BJ.
I can't even just stop. But that's all
there's nothing wrong with that.
Paying
you know, I'm not mad about the reason why I tell people all the time I just don't like ATL Love and Hip Hop and it's a personal thing. I think it's whack. But I never just say, well, I tell people all the time I can't tell you why it's whatever. But at the end of the day, that still is an independent producer or whoever's making that show. That's still a job. That's still somebody who said, I'm going to put together this thing. Then again, they sold it out to VH1. And you got to go through all the corporate shit, which is Viacom and everything once it gets to that particular point. But I still like, you know, that's still someone who came up with an idea, said, I'm just going to follow around a bunch of, people in the industry. I don't know how some of these people, you didn't even hear about them until this show. So I don't know how they got on the show. But that's not even the point. You know what I'm saying? It's still someone who independently took an idea. And well, in that sense, I'm like, okay, yeah, it's still an independent producer or whatever who made it and then sold the whole idea to VH1 and they bought into it. So kudos to them for that. No problem with that. But on a grand scale, that's the point of the show, which is support independent radio. The big picture I want everybody to understand and see that supporting smaller shows like this, retweeting us on your show, on social networks or telling people about us, whenever we have discussions that may be relevant to you or may not be relevant to you, or if you're an independent artist, for the life of me, I can't understand why you wouldn't support a show like K100, you know, at all. Even if you sent your music into the show and then it got killed. That wasn't my fault, okay? And I didn't vote at all. Everybody knows how everything goes over here. If you haven't, go listen to Illa Kill. Not me. If your song was whack or was recorded, then it's your fault. The point is, you can't even sing a song. Half the shit I play on the show would never even get played on FM radio.
Yeah.
Ever.
Unless somebody was paying and had enough connections. Well, some of it never would, but some of them might be able to pay enough to get it played on FM.
Yeah, it's horrible sometimes. But I still, even if you get 3 minutes, you die briefly after. At least I gave you the 3 minutes. At least you had the option.
Sure.
That's the point. So I don't know. What do you think about independent radio? I know you listen to the show. Now, I know some of my people that call into the show, it's because you know me personally and you listen to the show because you support me and you know me personally. But I know you've called other shows and listened to other shows or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. I know that you called other shows and checked out other independent shows. What is it that you like about it? Why do you like? I know you may have discovered it because of me, but I know I'm not the only show you ever listened to. But why do you listen to other shows? Why do you think that it's good that you check those shows out? Because you don't have to check those shows out either. Some of them I know for a fact that you don't know that you listen to. So why those shows?
I like the variety and I like the topics. Like, you know, sometimes people just post up stuff on, you know, Facebook or you might happen across something and it just be interesting. Like on FM radio, it's just the same thing. If you ever take a drive, like just like around 285, for example, if you in your car longer than 2 hours and you in Atlanta, you will notice that the radio station will play the same rotation of songs. They not gonna talk about nothing major unless it's like a big incident in, you know, the world that's going on or something. So it's pretty much just the same thing day in and day out. And it just, it gets boring. And I like you know, internet radio, just because it's different, you can hear different points of view, you can hear different topics of discussion, you can even hear different types of music. Like, yeah, I did start listening to internet radio, support you, but like you said, I've listened to other shows, people I don't even know, you know, some topics be about sex, some topics be about politics, sometimes they just playing other independent artists' music, and you get to hear different music, different points of view, so it just gives you more variety to me than FM radio.
It's definitely more variety. But you know why? The reason is because we have so much more power over what we decide to. This is something I want people to understand. This is a very key point. Like here in Atlanta, I like personality, on-air personality. I personally like Brian Cameron. You know what I mean? This is on-air personality. I'm like, okay, and Ricky Smiley. I think as on-air personalities, those guys are great. But even they don't necessarily pick what they get to play as far as the music goes. Now, they can get on there and they can be themselves and be zany and be wild and crack jokes, and Ricky Smiley's a beast with the crank calls and stuff like that. Shit's funny. You know what I'm saying? Brian Cameron himself is just a funny on-air personality. But they don't – their hands are tied. There are a lot of things that are out of bounds. They will never be allowed to infer, say, even if it's what they feel to the core. Even if it's what one of their callers feel to the core. You know, I don't even screen my calls here at K100. This call, their calls, you know, when you call the show, they ask me who you were. If they think that you're going to, say something that may make Facebook, you can't talk. You can't get that. This is uncut. This is raw. People kill me. They talk about – the funny thing is people will tell you all the time, yo, son, yo, all I love, all I fuck with is that real shit, real uncut, raw shit, blah, blah, blah. But all you listen to is the same shit on the FM radio. So you listen to all the raw, uncut hip-hop and shit. You know, you claim you're the realest nigga ever. All you want is real, but you have a show that will give you the real – and you can listen to it, but you rather not because what? Tell me what? Because we're not pop, we're not FM, we're not blasted all over the airwaves and stuff. But we are on the airwaves, we're just not on that particular form of the airwaves. So I try to tell people all the time, man. You know, but even if they're on the, say, oh, I listen to it because of the on-air personality. What's the difference between 1,000 commercials and the same song every the hour? Even if you like their personality, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not trying to hate on them or nothing like that. Like I just said, I like those personalities, but at the same time, the personalities are infused with the machine, and that's what I don't like. You know what I'm saying? That's my thing. So there are some FM radio personalities that when I hear on the off chance I'm riding with somebody, like my kids are in the car and I can't listen to some of the stuff I listen to when I'm by myself, dolo, you know, my kids in the car, I can't listen to everything. So sometimes my kids be like, Daddy, I want to hear, you know, because they program. So, you know, they're kids. I let them get that. And sometimes I'll catch on their personality that's generally entertaining. But for the most part, they're still not in charge of what they played. And they're not even in charge of what they talk about. And if you know anything about radio, you know they're not. You know what I'm saying? They don't really get to pick what they, you know, like you said, okay, what is it?
The Colorado movie massacre.
Yeah, that guy. That fucking nut job. Idiot. You know what? I almost started with a segment talking about that. I'm pretty sure I would have way more people on the line with that. People feel so wrong with it. I should just talk. Like right now, I can just, fuck it. I'm just going to change. I'm not changing subjects, but let me digress. Let me just. I need a minute, Lord. I need a minute. This motherfucker here. I don't even know. Okay, I can't say I don't even know. I'm mad as fuck about what he did personally. That personally angered me. That retarded motherfucker came in there and just shot those motherfucking people up. You know what I'm saying? That ain't got nothing. A lot of people, black, white, whatever. I don't give a fuck about no black and white shit when it come down to motherfuckers going to a movie to watch a movie. A motherfucker coming there opening fire. I don't give a fuck. I don't care who the race of the people that got killed. That shit is just tragedy. That shit makes me mad. I don't give a fuck. People, you know, you got some ignorant motherfucking black people be like, on some shit like, I saw a motherfucker on Facebook I went toe-to-toe with because he's talking about that's what them devils get. And I'm like, what, nigga? What are you talking about?
Well, just because the majority of them was white, that's what they get?
Yeah, I'm like,
okay.
Shut the fuck up. I'm
real ignorant.
cuss this ignorant nigga out and fucking, and we went back and forth until he fucking backed out and I just shut him the fuck up on Facebook. But anyway, shit, like, but I don't care, man. That shit was just stupid. But I don't even know if I'm mad, but I'm almost probably equally mad about how now we're getting the whole insanity plea with this guy. And this guy is, we all know he's going to plead insanity. He's sitting up there with fucking red hair talking about he's a joker, nodding like he's going to sleep in court, like he's really got something fucking wrong with his fucking crazy ass. Ain't shit wrong with him, but bitch, you crazy. Motherfucker, you just, now you trying to get out of some shit. You trying to pimp the system. You trying to say, oh, yeah, I can kill the motherfuckers and watch. He's making a mockery of the system. But you actually got people now on TV engaging in the conversation about mental health. This is sparking the mental. It's sparking this mass murder has sparked two debates: gun control and mental health in the country. What the fuck? I'm about to get off topic for bitches. I don't understand this, y'all. I'm looking at the news. I ain't talking about just it's CNN, false news, fake news, whatever you want to call those motherfuckers over there. I don't fuck with them, period. But still, all these people are now all of a sudden. Why are we talking about mental? What the fuck does mental health have to do with this? Why are we talking about this? Because now all y'all doing is giving this motherfucker a reason, or giving people subliminally a reason. This is a reason why he did it. This is an excuse or a reason why this crazy motherfucker walked up into a motherfucker theater and shot 60 motherfuckers, killed 12 of them. And then booby-trapped his apartment to blow that bitch to the ground if a bitch try and walk in. No telling how many more people here to kill with that. Are y'all motherfuckers right. having this? Why are we discussing mental health in this bitch? Why are we
because,
even talking?
You know,
why? Because he white?
Because I was just going to say,
are you gonna say
white,
white
America, white America cannot accept the fact that this white person just calculated this stuff, and so they have to come up with an excuse. Oh, he's mentally unstable. Oh, he, you know, he was stressed out. He was studying to get
look,
his PhD, and he dropped out. Okay, we all know. Come on now, let's be real. We all know that black people, we deal with stress on a day-to-day basis. We don't go shoot up movie theaters and all of that nonsense. But for whatever reason, white America cannot fathom this young, seemingly normal young man who was a good student studying to get his PhD, whatever, would do something like this. So they have to try to justify it. And the only thing that they can come up with is, oh, he has a mental illness, and they don't always show at birth. You know, sometimes it just happens. You know, I've seen where they talk about, oh, sometimes stress triggers it, and, you know, and mental illness doesn't always show early on. It can take years, and, you know, they have to come up with something because they just can't believe that he could just be crazy but knew what he was doing. Because, okay, anybody that does something like that is crazy, but you calculate it, you know, the witnesses, the way they say he did that, it was calculated. You was in your right mind. You knew what you were doing, the way you did it, the way you walked up and down the aisles and in and out of the movie theater and all this, and shot these random people and then booby trapped you. You knew what you were doing, but they can't accept that, so they have to try to justify it by saying, oh, he's mentally ill, he's unstable. Man, whatever, put a needle in his unstable arm and get it over with.
I'm so mad about it, I can't even. I'm not even. This is not even a part of the discussion for the show. I'm just saying. I got off track because, again, at the end of the day, I could do a discussion about this and just get more real people to just come over here and talk about it and have a real discussion about that particular subject. And you won't. I'm not going to give people a 30 minute segment on a show that, who knows how many millions, hundreds of millions of people like CNN. When you got that kind of power, you obligated. You know how much power CNN has? You are obligated. And this is the difference between independent radio and major corporate run radio. You know what I mean? Those assholes over there, somewhere in some production office and some producer and some executive producer are allowing this discussion to go on simply because of what you just said. Simply because of what you just said. You know what I'm saying? And that's the difference between independent radio is going to be cut to the chase. This shit is going to be real. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to be real. When you call into my show and you talk, you hear something, you hear discussion, whatever, it's going to be real. You know what I mean? Now, the music that I play on the show or whatever, yeah, you know, I got 1,000 rappers on this motherfucker who can't even pay a $25 submission fee talking about I got money, 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 money. That's them. That's the artist. That's, you know, I can't control that. You know what I mean? You know, it is what it is. But this show and independent radio, when I'm the sole person, and when you deal with most shows of this caliber, you don't have as many people who have outside influences like sponsorship. You know what I'm saying? Like the NRA. I wouldn't be surprised if there's some lobbyists for the NRA, right? There's some lobbyists for the NRA who knows that it's actually more of a gun control issue than a mental health issue. But you got some fucking fat rat at the NRA who's done went and paid some motherfucker to pay another motherfucker who said, let's stop talking about the discussion about gun control and let's talk about mental health. And that is why I seen a damn near hour long segment about mental health dealing with this sick, crazy motherfucker. When I own a gun. I support owning guns, and I support the right to defend yourself. But even I know it shouldn't be that easy to get a fucking AR-15 and a fucking 300-round drum.
Exactly.
6,000 rounds of ammo. Your ass ain't
a
motherfucking goddamn in the military, nigga. Why do you need 6,000 rounds of ammo and a 300-round drum? You know what I mean? Second right amendment and everything, stay in play, whatever. But at the same time, AR-15 with a 100-round drum and 300-round spark drum and fucking 6,000 rounds, and you can get all that shit legally. Come on, Charlotte.
Right? Why do you need all
that? Why you need that, though? Why you need that? Unless you're going to war, why you need that? What are you doing with an AR-15? And then, you know, what are you doing with that, though? You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm really not anti-gun. I'm actually pro-gun.
I'm not either. I own a gun, and trust me, I'm not anti-gun. But like you said, it shouldn't be that easy to go get, you know, those types of guns that like. That you would use in war, like if you like literally fighting, you know, and you just the average everyday person, and you could just go get them with all of that ammunition. It's like, didn't nobody question that? Didn't nobody say, well,
No, because it's actually legal for him to get everything that he got. He hasn't, bro. He hadn't broken the law at that point. He didn't do anything illegal.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm saying. I don't think. I mean, yes, you should be able to own a gun, but like. Really, should it be that easy to get the type of weapons that he had besides two handguns? Because he had two handguns, and then, you know.
Well, two handguns is nothing. Two handguns is
right.
Not the handguns.
Again, I'm
saying, 15.
Right, I'm saying that's fine. You can get handguns, but I'm saying all the, you know, the choppers and all of this other nonsense. Should you just be able to get that so easily as, you know, as he was?
Oh, yeah.
Able to get it.
But like I said.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but like I said, there's someone somewhere. With some money, and that's the reason why now all of a sudden everybody on TV talking about mental health issues in America going unchecked and not gun control. That's power play.
Yeah,
whereas you calling the K100 radio, you're going to get the what the fuck to that. What the fuck? And that's the point about independent. I'm still on my main topic, just sidebar. But that's the whole point. Like, when we have talk discussions or whatever, and we talk, even when I'm talking about music shit, I'm giving you that shit blood ass raw. I'm giving you the real straight up. You know what I mean? Now, it's still an opinion at the end of the day. Most of it at the end of the day, when I start spitting facts and telling you what it is, well, that's really the truth. And there's no chaser and there's no corporate money that's involved with, like, a lot of promoters. Some promoters are starting to shy away from promoting K100 because I be telling artists some of the realest shit ever about promoters and about promoter scams and shit like that. So you've got promoters out here who are not trying to fuck with K100 like that. You know what I mean? Because of some of the shit I say on the show to the artists. Because
right.
It's a fake ass hustle. You know what I mean? You feel me?
Right.
Because it busts up their fake ass hustle. And so some promoters don't necessarily like K100 radio because of how real it is. But I'm not bound by any special interest corporate whatever. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and get to another call real quick. I got somebody else on the line. Stand by, Michigan girl. All right.
Okay.
All right. Episode 331. I got a tad bit sidetracked. 44429. You're live on the air. I got a little bit sidetracked because I was just keeping shit real, and then that fucking conversation about that crazy motherfucker shooting up that fucking theater came in, and now I fucking took it to the right fucking a couple of minutes. What up? Who's this? 44.
And it's Charlie Young, man. What's going on, guy?
What's going on, man?
I called in on the butt end in that conversation of the white boy, you know, that shooting up the theater. I don't even know what the hell y'all was talking about before then, but that's very interesting, bro.
Look, I'm talking about this particular, the headline for this particular show. Indie radio, all right? The revolution is now. I'm trying to get people to buy into what we're doing with the independent radio. Me, my show, other shows. I'm trying to get people, especially artists, other people to understand how important it is that you support shows like this right here, how much power it gives the people. You know what I mean? And especially akin to my show, how much more power it gives artists. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, you know, any radio is good.
Right.
Via internet, via whatever. If you don't have the funds to get on a FM station, like the internet radio is your next best bet. You know what I mean? Like, you know, radio, you know, like not unless you got a crazy ass record, you know what I mean, or whatever, you gotta pay with your weight, you know what I mean? You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, if you got them funds for that, your internet radio is your best bet. Like, you should get on any internet, anything, you know what I'm saying? If you're trying to develop some kind of following, because any and everybody gonna hear your record. You ain't, you know, motherfuckers don't even know you. They gonna take to you just from hearing your record on any radio, you know what I'm saying? Any kind of radio. Radio is still radio. You know what I'm saying? Via wherever it's coming from. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know, like, it's important. You know what I'm saying? Like, any radio is important, whether it be FM or internet. You know what I'm saying? Any radio is important. Like,
now, it's funny because I know we know the game, man. This is what we do as artists or whatever, we know. But it's funny that you started your was like, well, you know, if you ain't got the funds. Before you said anything, well, you know, if you ain't got the funds for FM radio. And I'm like, I could have just stopped you right there, like, you got to say no more. Because there are so many people who just don't understand that radio is a pay-for-play business. And even though that's technically supposed to be illegal.
Nigga, I know motherfucking shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't new, you know what I mean? Like, that's like, you got to pay. Like, a lot of these motherfuckers that y'all hearing, on these, I'm not gonna say no names, you know what I'm saying, but a lot of these motherfuckers y'all hearing, like they pay, you know, and they pay for such and such times until their record get hot, you know what I'm saying. And once the record get hot, it's over, you know, it's on the popping from there, you know what I mean. And if the record don't get hot, it still got played, you know what I'm saying. You know, like
right.
They still need to play it, you know what I'm saying. Like a lot of them, like some people know it, like who've been around the block a couple times, but a lot of these new jacks who just coming in just think shit easy and. Peaches and cream, you just walk up and get, oh, here go my CD to 107.9, and just think they're going to play your shit. You got something else coming. You better get your ass on the internet radio station to get your shit popping. That's what you need.
Especially, because you're going to get played more over here than you will over there, for what? Especially
exactly.
If you got no budget. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, I'm telling you this, you know what I'm saying? I was in a situation once. Well, I was getting the song, a record spent on the FM station in St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? It was on they play every Sunday, they play local music, you know what I'm saying,
uh-huh.
for 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
And I was getting spent 6 weeks, you know what I mean? Like, and that was just on the strength of me grinding and people seeing my work, you know what I mean? Like my shit got spent for 6 weeks, but that shit don't mean nothing, though. It wasn't getting spent at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the Monday.
Right.
On the Monday. It wasn't getting spent at 6 o'clock in the evening on the Wednesday. It was getting spent that fucking Sunday when they was playing local music. And, you know, I thought I was doing something then, you know what I'm saying? But I wasn't doing shit. You know what I mean? Like, not, you know, like these niggas better wake up and smell the coffee, bro. Like, they better get on these internet everything.
Yeah, that's the whole point to get everybody. And like one of the callers said earlier, man, it's power in numbers. You know what I mean? It's power in numbers. If just imagine if everybody who realistically, let me say this right here, Charlie Young. This is some real shit. Just imagine,
right.
Like if you know you know you're on my Twitter, right?
Right.
You see that? Just my Twitter alone, not include my Facebook like page, because that add another couple hundred to the Facebook like page. But if everybody who just on my Twitter tuned into my show every time it was live, that's and now I'm not talking about my followers. I'm talking about people who on that one list that says they've been on K100 Radio.
Right.
That list of artists, if every one of them just tuned in to two shows a week and literally just made two of their fans, if they got fans, tune into the show and talk about the show and call the show, you don't understand how much clout they could give the show. And at the same time, you make a show like this right here, you make other people who in bigger power, bigger positions of power, you make them notice. And at that point, once they started noticing that this is a movement, this is a revolution, that's why that's the title of the show. It's a revolution. Revolutions will make people above them, will make oppressors. Feel what I'm saying? You will indeed get the attention of the people. If all the information that I've been giving out to artists on this show about bullshit ass promoters, bullshit scams, some of these open mics who just out here to get your motherfucking money, don't give a damn about exposing you, all the shit that I've been telling these fucking artists on this motherfucking show, if all of them just really said, you know what, we're gonna support this show right here 100%, like it's FM radio. Like, we really trying to get on K1s, right, and we really fuck with, like, it's FM radio, because we know that, A, it's all about the independent artist, and he going to give us some real relevant information that can actually help our careers and watch us, you know, dodge a couple of pitfalls and shit. We're going to go behind this. We're going to go hard, like, we're trying to get on FM radio. If everybody just took that stance, even FM radio would have to bow down and recognize that. When it comes to that indie shit, man, we ain't even fucking with them over there. So, you know, at that point right there, all they got and already who they always focus on anyway is artists with major deals. So they can stop selling wolf tickets to other motherfuckers. So at that point, what would happen then, Charlie Young? This
they have,
to be
they have no other choice. They have no other choice.
Right. They at that point, K1, listen to what I'm saying. I want everybody to pay attention to what I just said. At that point, if everybody got behind shows like this and other shows like mine is like this, at that point, we would be the new A&R. We would be where everybody's going to look for who's hot, what's popping, what sounds good, whatever. So at some point, anyway, the show would still have as much power, if not more power, as far as putting on or finding the next artist as some of the whack-ass promoters, as some of the shiesty promoters, as some of the bullshit on-air personalities at FM radio trying to charge you $5 for 5 cents. You know what I'm saying? It's like people start... That's the show that all the motherfuckers with the talent is on. That's the show where everybody fucking... That's the show that the people really saying that's the real shit. And all would just really be supporting people that support you in the end.
Exactly. You
know?
You can say no better, bro.
I mean, that's all... Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You can say no better. What it is is just to follow the leader type deal. You know what I mean? Like, once motherfuckers see something popping, then they're going to follow suit. You know, they're just like... You know, when DJs, if I bring my record, oh, it's all right, it's cool, you know what I'm saying? But the next DJ comes spinning that motherfucker and it's getting played at this, that, and the other club, then that same DJ that said it's cool, his punk ass gonna follow suit and start spinning the record. It's just follow the leader type thing, that's all, you know what I'm saying? Like, just follow the leader. Once your show get popping, and if it get bigger or just as equal as a FM station, you know, they don't have no other choice. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Why don't we go ahead and...
You just keep doing what you're doing, bro. Fuck all them naysayers. Fuck all them hating-ass motherfuckers. Pardon my French. Fuck them. Keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Yeah, that's...
I salute you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I fuck with you. And I see you in the street. We see each other. You know what I mean? I fuck with you. Just keep doing what you're doing, bro. You know what I'm saying? And everything going to fall into place, bro. Fuck them. That's what I say. Fuck them. Never mind them. You already know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Matter of fact, you know what? Matter of fact, hold on a second. Hold on. Matter of fact, hold up. This ain't even a show. This ain't even a music segment, but hold on a second. Yeah. Matter of fact, never mind these hoes. Right now.
Never mind these hoes. Never mind me, ho. Never mind me, ho. Never mind me, ho.
few stones. Well, you dog hole, I got a few bones. Charlie, young boy, you arrogant. Never mind that, I'm too on. Never mind me, ho. Never mind these women. Mind on my money. Damn, I'm out here getting it. Don't arrive them inches. Aim a clip extended. Mind stay on gold. So it's never mind these bitches. They be popping up on my show. Trying to move y'all for my dough.
Gangsta, you know like a bang bang. problems, but I know what it takes to solve them. Cats knocking is usually hard until you knock them on their bottom. And if that don't stop them, then that's gonna drop them. Now that carcass is in or that rolling river be its new harbor. So what you wanna do? I ain't at all convinced what's leaving your lips and your heart. I ain't no killer, but don't push me. The images you mimicking gon' have you sizzling. You only on top of the mounds, you are killing, boy.
Internet connection is shitty right now. I'm telling you, man, when I be talking about the real shit, it's always a problem with my internet connection, shawty. It never fails. It's always a problem with my internet connection. I'm talking about some real shit. Them motherfuckers don't be listening to that fake ass shit all of a sudden. My connection go bad. My connection start getting bad. Anytime I'm talking about some real shit, anytime I say some real shit, somebody in my show says some real shit, all of a sudden my signal starts dropping in and out. Y'all, they listening, man. They don't want this shit to pop. I got a trick for them, though. I'm almost ready to buy that one piece of gear that's going to kill all this bullshit. Just give me a minute. Of course, I'm not going to still charge y'all to be on the show. I'm not. I just might. Once I get that, I might, you know what I'm saying? All you people who, all you non-supporters, might not hear your music that much. That's all I'm saying. I mean, it's fair. It's only fair. 347-934-0966. Episode 331. Indie radio. The revolution is now. We're talking about how independent radio and shows like mine are the future and how they benefit people listening to them. I was better to listen to my show than other shows. For instance, if imagine if you were a locale. Let's say one side of town. Atlanta is huge. So, you know, it really is big. It's millions, you know, a lot of people here, you know what I'm saying? So, but imagine if everybody, all the artists, right, who music I play or whatever, and they support the show, and they told other artists, it was only people, you know, independent artists only fuck with shows like mine. It ain't got to be mine. It could be this show and another show or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But imagine if they only fuck with shows like mine. Think about how, if we were quote-unquote gatekeepers, I could say. If we were gatekeepers, if the artists only fuck with shows like mine and shows that show love to the artists, at that point, we could be the ones who say, look, when it's time, when people are starting to do open mics, open venues, people are starting to do showcases, starting to do all this shows, starting to charge artists money. Just imagine if shows like mine, all the indie, you're only fucking with right there. And if you ain't, if niggas on in K100 or whether it be another internet radio show, whether it pick one of my other affiliates, Hunt Around Drum, A World, anybody that I'm working with like that right there, anyone in the show, there's just so many of them I can't think right now, but show, any show that I'm fucking with. Imagine if the artist that you're fucking with them right now, if they ain't cool signing you, you're fucking with your event. Oh man, what if that happens? But that's the power that you can have as an artist. As an artist, you can have that power. All you do is support people that support you. Now, outside of just what I do as far as independent artists and breaking music like that right there, it's still beneficial to the regular, for the regular, average, everyday person to check this show out. You know what I mean? Let's say, for instance, K100 was to grow into a 24-hour show. course, we would then have to have programming for a variety of things. So we wouldn't be talking about just music. We would be talking about, a host of everything else. But I would mandate on the show. So every show won't do it. But I would mandate everybody's got to come to the same standard of keeping it real, keeping it 100. Everything that we're talking about, all the information that we're giving out, it's for the people, it's not for someone who's already in a position of power to get over on the loop. Anything we talk about, anything we promote, anything that we're talking about on the show, it's going to be for the benefit of the people. Of the people. My show is for the people. My show is not. Now, I can't lie and say every internet radio show is structured as such. But this show and majority of shows on this circuit are helping people, getting information out. I can't tell you how many other shows that ain't going to do a music that's just giving out information that I'm affiliated with. They just talking about whether it be politics, where should you go to get free HIV testing? You know, where's the nearest home shelter for pregnant women? I'm affiliated with all kinds of shows, man. All kinds of shows here. And all those people are trying to do is help. Well, they're at least supported. People would rather run to VH1 and listen to and watch two cats fight over, I don't know, I guess she's a girl. I love you, Stevie. Yeah, I'm just playing anyway. The point is this. All right. The point is this. If everybody supported shows like this, independent, small, just like if everybody supported small restaurants and small black businesses and stuff like that, it would be power. You could literally put the middle finger up to the corporations. And that's what I'm essentially saying here. Supporting independent radio is like supporting your local mom and pop store, your mom and pop's record store, your mom and pop's food spot, whatever. Same thing. Supporting us is like supporting them. So, you know, checking us out, telling people about us, tuning in, tweeting, Facebook, and social networking, and even if you got a business or something, advertising on here, if we're in your locale or something like that, or advertising an online business on our show, let people know about it, a service that's pertinent to what we do. We do music over here. All right? We do music. We talk, but we do music over here. So you got a music service. A little advertising over here is going to cost you a fraction of what it costs you for FM radio. You know what I mean? I mean, it's all about if everybody that's on the same playing field band together, then everybody on the other playing fields that's trying to force us to play their game on their field would have to come over and play our game on our field. We can just say we got our own field. We don't need to play on your shit. 347-934-0966. That's the dial into the show. 267-297. What's popping? Who's this?
This is Marty Millions.
What's going on, homie? Thanks for calling the show.
I just called in to show my support, man. I just wanted to tell you I appreciate everything you do. You know, there's not a lot of internet radio stations out here that support indie artists. Also, like I told you before, you shouldn't have no problem with promoting your show as much music as you play on your show, man. I mean, everybody should be retweeting your links every day, man.
I understand. You're right about that, Marty. I have no argument there. Alas, they don't. Some of them do, though. A lot of them do. A lot of the artists, a lot of them, but not even. I can honestly say, bro, honestly, as far as how many people I play on the show, I don't even think half of them retweeted. Maybe right about half of them retweeted. And tune in on regular. Now, well, half of them retweeted, but tune in on the regular, that's a small few of the people music that I play. Even if it's the music that I don't play all the time, you're still getting played and you haven't paid anything. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, some people, you know what I mean, if they just make better music, then I play more. That's just the honest to God truth of it. You know what I'm saying? And that's not necessarily on me. You know what I'm saying? Because I still want to hold listeners when they tune into the show. And so if your music is not recorded right or it's just not a great song, and it's not me personally, because I judge from what people are hitting me up, like, yo, Blizzman, I fuck with that one record, or when people are on the show, and they're like, I fuck with that record, Hard Body, man. That Jack Wall. And then I play those songs more, man, because that's what the people want. You know, the people are telling me they fucking with those records. And those are people that's listening to the show consistently. So, yeah, I show a bias for the songs that the people who are calling the show, that means they're supporting the show by calling. If they're telling me over and over they like this particular song, I play that song a little bit more. That's true. But at the same time, I do play everybody else's shit. Maybe not as much, but I do get around to playing it. So, and no one's paying anything. So I understand. But it does. I don't know. I don't know what it is about that. You know what I'm saying? But I can say that I tweet I'm on other shows myself because everybody knows I'm an artist too. And I retweet the shows. If they at me, you know, if they at me or mention me or say something to me or whatever, I make sure I retweet it, you know, the that I'm getting played on. You know what I'm saying? I always make a business. But I tell them, like, yo, hit me up and, you know, not when you play my song, when you got a show, I hit my baptism so I can retweet that so I can let people know about your show because you thank you for playing my music on your show. And so I do it on the shows that I'm getting played on. So I try to adhere to that same standard. Even though I don't, because I'm out of time because I'm an actual artist with a hustle, a job, and a show. You know what I'm saying? And some other shit and kids and everything. So I can't listen to everybody's show. I try to at least promote the show, retweet the show, and I allow them to come on the show and spread love and tell them. But what I will say is, as independent artists, also as independent radio, I would like for us to stick together and band together more. But we do for the most, not everybody, but I noticed that a lot of us with the shows, whether it be Blog Talk or any other kind of show, I've noticed that we try to show love. We're trying to create a syndicate. We're trying to you know, a lot of us are trying to make it where, look, you internet radio, I'm internet radio, let's fuck with each other. You know what I'm saying? You got some independent artists that take that stance and they say, we all on the ground, homie, let's get this thing popping together. You know what I mean? And show love together and come on each other's shows or retweet each other's shows or post each other links and stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I try to do it as much as I can, especially when somebody like at me or hit me on my Facebook wall. I try to share it back or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Shows that I'm rotating on as an artist and people who I know that show love to K100. This show is about how beneficial it is for people to fuck with shows like this because this is unfiltered content that you're getting. We don't have corporate sponsors that pull our strings here on these shows. So everything is actually what you really need, the material that you need to be hearing. We're going to tell you the truth. If this is a scam, if that doesn't work, blah, blah, blah. Everything we talk about as far as the music goes, always 100. And we talk about material discussions, it's always 100. So I just feel like if people, you know, like I said, it's just like supporting your local mom and pop store in the corner, man. Like, fuck with them. You know what I mean? They're right there. You see them every day. You interact with them every day. Well, we're the people who are trying to put on and show love to the independent artists every day. We're the people who are trying to give you the real talk every day. You know, so you can, in any way you can, just rock with us because it's going to benefit the people if shows like this get powerful. That's my main point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, but I definitely have some information to send you. I'm going to try to send you an email either tonight or tomorrow. So look for that for me.
All right, homie. Thanks for calling the show. And shout out to you for retweeting the show and tweeting out the show, man, all the time. I really appreciate that. Straight up.
No problem, man. There's nothing but love over this way, man. All the way
all right,
from Philly, too.
All the way from Philly, man. Philly be checking in and showing love. Shout out to Philly. The homie on the line, Raspy Rawls, what's up, homie?
What it do, fam?
Chillin', man. What's happening, man? Thanks for calling the show. What's happening?
You just gave me a great idea. Well, before you even said about the VH1, I went to set up the whole thing. I said, you know what I'm gonna do? The people I've been fucking with the most that got radio shows, I'm gonna see which night I'm gonna put down a list. So far, I think in my head I got four of y'all that really fucks with me really hard than anybody else. I'm gonna put down a list and one day out of the week, that's the show that I'm going to listen to. Just like I don't watch TV. When they be hollering about, oh, man, love and hip-hop on, I'm going, I mean, I'm not watching that shit. I don't watch TV. This is going to be my TV from now on. I'm going to pick one of y'all. That's going to be my TV from now on. That's going to be my TV. Yo.
Well, that's great. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. I just think that, but again, it's not just for me. It's for the benefit of you as an artist and other people. Not just artists. I don't want to keep saying that because it's not just about the artist, man. It really is bigger than that. It really is. My quality is looking like shit right now. I don't know. See?
That's not you. That's bro, I'm talking. I actually got off another interview, and they were doing the same thing.
Oh, okay. Something's going on with it because everybody, it's been acting up the whole show. It may do it for a hot second, but it's been going bad the whole show. And I'm looking at his indicator like, what the fuck? I'm in the red the whole 2 hours. That doesn't happen.
I called you twice. I had to hang up and call you back. I had to do the same thing for my interview. I had to hang up and call back because the phone line was acting up and everything. I couldn't hear him. Everything was chopped.
We're at the mercy of technology here at Internet Radio. So we got some content. because I try to show love back, man, you know what I mean? But I'm trying to tell the people on this show, man, it really is going to be beneficial if shows like this independently owned airwaves take over, because we're going to be the ones that's going to give you the real information unfiltered and uncut. Those other people always have an agenda. I hate to say it,
yes.
I'm not trying to hate,
yes.
but they have an agenda. Not them,
always.
Not even Ryan Cameron, not even the person, not the guy that's laughing and talking jokes and the DJ that you hear. It's the people that's above them. Their bosses and their sponsors and their corporate advertisers have agendas. They have agendas. You know what I mean? And I don't know, man. I can't stress it enough because I don't have an agenda here. My agenda here is just, you know what I mean, try to get this thing popping and show some love and get some good music going on and get some good dialogue going on about some real shit. That's all I'm saying. You feel me?
I can't. It's cutting up real bad now. I don't know if you can hear me, but everything you said was chopped.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and play some music. Hold on. Missy, real quick. I'm going to go ahead and ride out with some music, man, because this internet quality is killing me. Killing me.
Yeah. All right, my nigga. All right.
All right. Say bye. See what happens. I try to give him the real shit. Every time I try to give him the real shit. Hold on a second. Bless y'all. I think you want to say something. Bless y'all. You want to try to say something?
Yeah, man. What I want to say, man, is you got to take it more serious, man. It's like the FM float. It's like the FM. They float you before today, every day, but they're working as a network, man. I truly believe that is you get people like if Dog Talk was not just Blizzom 2 hours a day. If he's connected, like, nah, man, everybody works jobs, man. You got somebody, you say you got somebody work the night job. Let's get a Blog Talk ready to go on through the day, man. Let's get Blog Talk networking all day around.
Yeah, that's my goal here at some point. You know what I mean? You just got to get people to buy into it. You know what I'm saying?
And if we could get that, man, I got a young boy, man. If we could get that popping, man, seriously. I got a young boy that is my young boy. I grew up with him, man, that he got a connection with MTV. It's real talk, man. He tell me straight up, nah, not a guarantee. Or I could do it, present it to him. You feel me? That's why I like him because he's real. I could present it to him. But I feel like if we could do it in the number of shows, how could they deny
it? They can't. We'd be too strong to die, man. We'd be too strong to die.
You know, so I feel like, yo, if we could put that together, man, it's no stopping, man. Because at
Absolutely.
The end of the day, man, it's what the people want, not the consumers not the consumers that buy into the negativity and the bullshit. It's the consumers that out there, because really, it's more consumers out there that buy with that independent music. But we don't get the glory because no matter what they do, no matter what they put out, they're gonna have that crowd that gonna support them. So we could put that crowd out there to support us. So we outnumber them, man.
Absolutely, all day long. All right, stand by. I got one more call. Stand by. I don't know what this call. 843. What up, though?
Man, better than late than never. What's happening, boss?
Oh, really bad. What up, boy?
Don't touch me.
I'm
getting home from work, man.
Oh, yeah. I got some issues going on with audio right now, with quality and everything. We got some internet issues over here at the Blog Talk side, I guess. It's kind of shitty. But we're still trying to truck through it. You know what I mean? What's going on? Thanks for calling the show, man. I see you got you a promotion or something today. Huh?
Yeah, moving to a different department. No more collection calls. I'm doing small business loans next month, so.
Oh, small business loans, you say? I'll be talking to you sidebar then, pimping.
Yeah, man. Shoot, you know, great birthday, you know. Ever since then, things have been cool, you know. You know, a few bumps in the road, but everything's in everything, man.
All right, well. Thanks for calling the show. I'm gonna go ahead and ride out of some music because my internet quality on the talk end of it is just being so horrific right now. But thanks for calling into the show. We're gonna go ahead and end the show out with like two songs. We're gonna get later. You know what I mean, tune in tomorrow. We're gonna have the show popping and everything tomorrow. But hit me up, man. Thanks for calling into the show. Well, real quick, you want to say something about independent radio before you go out, before I go to the song?
What happened?
I said you want to say something about independent radio before I go to the song?
Independent radio.
Yeah, see, you can't hardly hear me. Don't worry about it. I'm going to go ahead and go to the song, all right?
All right.
All right. This is Nova Drive, Too Strong to Die. You motherfuckers can keep trying to fuck up my internet connection. That shit will not stop me. Bastards.
my time.